First is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. To start, we need to develop this quality of mind called heedfulness, which is apamada. So to be heedful, we have to be ever mindful, constantly meditating. That's why we need to develop a stable sati first. Then after that, stabilizing, leading to heedfulness. When we stabilize the sati, then we become ever mindful. And when we can use that mind state, which is ever mindful, to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is namely the Noble Eightfold Path, then this quality of mind, heedfulness, will arise. As long as you can have this mind state, which is ever mindful, then constantly meditative. So meditation has two aspects of training. Yeah. One is the formal meditation, where you silence everything, maintain awareness, then relax body and mind completely, then allow the true mind to return. That is to realize the true mind first, the silent mind, which we call the meditative mind. So once you have that developed, means you already have a stable sati that is ever mindful, because to be in that state, the thought must cease, the thought must not arise. So when you are in that state, in a formal meditation, you don't do anything. That's why the four support will enable you to develop the meditation. As we all know, the four support is relax. Four support to develop awareness-based meditation. So these four support are relax, aware, then 24 hour, then trust. These four supports are needed when we are in a formal meditation. You just relax into every mind state that arises. Just relax, body and mind, completely relax. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Then when you don't try to know and don't try to do anything, the mind is naturally just aware. Your awareness is the sati that you have developed. Yeah? The sati is defined as awareness before the knowing. That's why any attempt to know, to meditate, is to create the thought, to stir the thought. Then you cannot be aware. That if you are not relaxed, the awareness cannot arise. Because inability to relax means you have stress, tension, and problem within your body and mind. That's why ability to relax will enable you to be aware naturally. Then when you are aware, you have to stabilize it until it's ever mindful. So this awareness is in fact sati. Then after that, when this has stabilized, the first three, you allow the mind to be. Trust that nature to do the meditation. No thought involved. You stay at the heart area. Let it detect the gateway by itself. Then the movement, the meditative movement, is very natural by the silent mind, by the nature moving on its own. Means no thought involved. Okay? So this is the first aspect of the formal meditation. But there is another type of meditation which the Buddha taught us to reflect, to contemplate. Yeah. That one is daily mindfulness. When you are in the midst of life, you must also develop a very stable sati, which is daily mindfulness. So this sati, stable sati, can be either
daily mindfulness or just the silent mind. When you stabilize it in the form of meditation, it's just the silent mind or your true mind, the awareness nature. And then that one on its own, it can observe, it can insight into phenomena, it can awaken. Whereas the second aspect is the stability of mindfulness in the midst of life. This one is active. This one is formal meditation. So here, formal meditation, I just put here. This one is for formal meditation. So develop a stable sati initially in the formal meditation is just the silent mind, awareness nature. It's just that nature. Once you have that stabilized, then you can come out of the formal meditation to develop the daily mindfulness. That one is in the midst of life. And this is the one that can lead also to heedfulness, to allow you to see things as they are. To see things as they are means the mindfulness or the awareness is just aware. No thought involved. No perception, nothing. That's why when you see something as they are, there is no word, no concept, nothing to describe what you see. So that is the pure perception, the pure seeing before the labeling, before the arising of the aggregates of mind. So that one is the most important. That is the direct seeing. Means you see things as they are, without words, without label. So to see that, you need a very stable daily mindfulness. And it's only after you can see things as they are that one can see reality, see truth. Not based on your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system. Then you see things according to your own mental conditioning and belief system. That is not seeing truth. That is not seeing the reality. That is seeing the unreal, which is conditioned by your mental whatever belief system and conditioning. So that one is discriminative, biased, and with delusion. Whereas the other one that is born of sati has this ability to see things as they are and insight into phenomena. Insight into phenomena means that awareness nature is just silently observing. That all of a sudden, through the phenomenal activity of movement, there is one with it. Specific phenomenal awareness is just aware. Then it can awaken. It can trigger awakening. Then when it see it so clearly, then it suddenly realize that everything is as per what the Buddha has taught us. Everything in this conditioned world is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. Then you start to see all the activity, the movement, the flow of nature. Means all of physical phenomena, all of our mental phenomena, all of our nature's phenomena, they exhibit these three universal characteristics. Means they are always changing, changing, changing. That's why it's called anicchang or anicca. So anicchang means change. Means everything that arises through your observation, you will come to know. They are dependent, originating. Without condition, nothing happens, nothing arises. But when condition arise, things manifest. That's why the Buddha said, our mind is the forerunner of all things, and mind is chief. When mind arise, all things arise. Then we can understand why the Buddha said, everything is created by the mind. 一切为心造. That's why the teaching is expressed in such a manner. Then when you understand anicchang, or when you see dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon, then you will come to understand why the characteristic of suffering is there. Well, all this happens following nature's law. It can be law of karma, physical law, Newton's law, or nature's phenomena acting in its natural way. The behavior of all the atomic particles, molecules, or even subatomic, they all exhibit this characteristic. There is constantly in a state of flux because of energy. That's why they move. They are dependent originating condition. When condition change, its characteristic change. Like water. When you freeze it, then it becomes ice or snow, frozen. Then when you melt it, it becomes water. Then when you boil it, it becomes boiling. Then if you continue to put in the heat, then it becomes vapor. That's why the three states allow the marvel of nature to be developed. That's why this is the what they call the cycle of nature.